It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Monday, April 25th, 2022. We have three inbounders on our ship schedule. We have three outbounders. We have nine vessels anchored in the waters off Astoria here in the river. In our marine weather forecast, we've got southwest winds 5 to 10 knots, wind waves 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, west swells 8 feet high at 14 seconds apart, and a chance of showers today. And today we're going to be talking about what would it be like to go on vacation and just stay there, at least on a ship. I'm going to talk about a cruise ship that you can live on and travel around the world. But first, a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. Our inbounders, we have the Oak Gate arriving from Vancouver, BC, headed for Vancouver, Washington's Anchorage. She's going to the port of Portland to pick up soda ash. She'll pass Astoria around 6:30 a.m. and be in Vancouver by about 12:30 p.m. Ruby Princess is a big cruise ship coming from San Francisco to the port of Astoria this morning. She arrived at the port about 7:30, 8 a.m., probably will leave about 6 p.m. today. She's a big one, 941 feet long, has a passenger capacity of over 3,000 people. So there will be people visiting Astoria today from the ship. And the ATB Vision is our third inbounder for the day, arriving from Anacortes, headed for Portland. Refined petroleum is her cargo, passing Astoria around 7:30 p.m. and Portland by about 1:30 a.m. on Tuesday. And then our outbounders, the ATB Dublin C is leaving Portland. Refined petroleum there also, leaving around 6 a.m. You might see her pass Astoria outbound around noontime. The Nord Kitan is leaving Vancouver with wheat on board at about 2 p.m. She'll pass Astoria outbound around 8 p.m. And the Smyrni is leaving Longview with wheat on board around 11 p.m., passing Astoria outbound around 2:30 a.m. on Tuesday. And in our Astoria anchorages, we have the ATB Cape Ann. She left for Portland around 8 a.m. Refined petroleum there. She'll be in Portland by about 2 p.m. Our other ships on the schedule today are all awaiting orders in the anchorage. The Pan Diva, the Geneva Star, the Calypso 5, the Yangtze Navigation, the Bow Run, the BBG Dream, the BTG Oppo, and the Super Luna. And if you'd like to take a look at the ship schedule, you can find it on my website at shipreport.net, along with podcasts of the Ship Report and lots of other information. Today, I thought we'd talk about something fun. Ever been on a cruise, or any vacation really, and wished you could just stay? Well, here's one ship that offers you the option to live at sea. Here's a story about that. The headline is, How You Can Spend Retirement Living on a Cruise Ship and How Much It Will Cost. But it's not just for retirees. We'll get to that. I found this article on a website called travelawaits.com. Let me read some of it to you. Spending your retirement cruising around the world? It's possible with a new ship setting sail in 2024. The company Storylines is behind the ship and is aiming to offer luxury, community-style living at sea. There are 547 living units aboard, ranging from studio apartments to multi-bedroom apartments and two-story penthouses. Each apartment is fully furnished, including a television with stereo speakers and mood lighting. Some apartments also come with private balconies. The ship, named the Narrative, will have 20 dining options, bars, 3 swimming pools, a bowling alley, a movie theater, a microbrewery, and a library with 10,000 books. The ship will also grow its own produce thanks to a solar-powered hydroponic garden. The state-of-the-art wellness facility on board will include a spa, a salon, a juice bar, and a fitness center. Worried about health care? The ship will be staffed with a team of doctors, nutritionists, and physiotherapists who can do welfare checks as well as tend to medical issues while you're on board. There's also a pharmacy and a post office so you can send a postcard from far away places. Aside from all the amenities you'd enjoy on a normal cruise ship, the Narrative will offer education and enrichment for residents. The ship will feature guest lectures on local habitats and cultures, as well as programs on finance, art history, and philanthropy. Or you can join fellow hobbyists to play chess, bridge, paint, or do arts and crafts. Here's a bit about the costs and the perks. Storylines is positioning itself as a more affordable option for living at sea, especially compared to its competition. Unit prices begin at $400,000 and go up to $8 million. You're purchasing the unit for the life of the ship, but it also comes with a perpetuity cost, That means your purchase will roll over to a new ship in the future without any additional purchase required. If you're not interested in that long of a commitment, there are a select number of 12, 24, and 60-year leases available. After you purchase a unit, there is a yearly living fee, which covers miscellaneous expenses like food and maintenance. You can think of it like a homeowner's association fee. The living fee runs from $65,000 to $200,000 annually, depending on your unit's size. So to compare this to land-based prices for real estate, I did a little bit of research. According to Realtor.com, the median home sale price in Clatsop County right now is currently about $500,000. So something to think about there. Storylines predicts the units will sell out by the end of 2022, but it has not announced exactly how many have already been sold. Owning a unit comes with perks. Residents will have input on where the ship will sail next as they participate in monthly residence choice days. They'll also be able to rent out their units if they don't want to use them for a period of time and can invite guests on board to sail with them for a daily guest fee. Owners will be able to sell their units as they would any other property they own. So it's kind of like having a floating condo. So the narrative, the ship is on track to make her maiden voyage in late 2024. She'll cover 6 continents over 1,000 days, spending an average of 3 to 5 days in each port. The goal for the narrative is to take a slower approach to exploring the world. What a typical cruise line might do in 1 month or 3 weeks, they will take 3 or 4 months to do. In a sample itinerary from its website, the narrative will spend 3 months exploring the Mediterranean with scheduled stops in Italy, Croatia, Albania, Greece, and Turkey. Storylines prides itself on giving residents the freedom to explore at their own pace. Spending several weeks along the coast of one country allows residents to disembark, rent a car to explore, and then rejoin the ship a few days later at a different port. And this is not just for retirees. As more companies are allowing for remote work, Storylines reconfigured some of its units to offer more office space and ensured there is enhanced Wi-Fi on board. Families with kids can take advantage of a full education program on board that works in conjunction with online distance learning. A limited number of pets will be allowed on board. There's even a specific dog walking area, a groomer, a boarding facility, and a vet on board. If you want more information, you can check into it at storylines.com. So that's the article. So I was thinking about this, and first I thought, wow, wouldn't this be fun? I would say caveats, possible caveats to this lifestyle might be bad weather, seasickness. You might want to find out if you're prone to seasickness before you take on something like this, and overall boredom with living on a ship where you can't just take off and go somewhere whenever you like. Most of us are used to being able to jump in our cars and go to the store, just go out for a drive. You don't really have that option on this ship unless you're in port getting off to sightsee. And I would imagine also that you'd sacrifice some privacy living on a ship with the same people all the time, kind of like living in a very small town. On the other hand, you could potentially see the world for less than a house would cost you on land, at least here in Clatsop County. You've been listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.